Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today I would like to record an episode of useful language for C1 students, for advanced students. I'm going to read the sentences twice, repeat the second time I say the sentence. Okay, ready? These sentences are for social situations. How's it going? How's it going? How are you doing? How are you doing? I'm a friend of Michelle's. I'm a friend of Michelle's. Friend of mine. She's a friend of mine. He's one of my best friends. He's one of my best friends. He's a friend of Lucy's. He's a friend of Lucy's. She's a friend of Maria's. She's a friend of Maria's. Great party, isn't it? Great party, isn't it? I'm not very good at small talk, really. Did you see the news last night? I'm going away on business next week. You can also say, I'm going away on holiday next week. I'm free tonight. Or I'm free this evening. What's your new place like? And also, what's your friend like? And also, what's it like to live in New York City? Another, they say London is a really fun city. That's marvelous. That's awesome. What have you been up to at the weekend? How's work going? So, how is the family? In American English or in British English, how are the family? How long will you be away for? Away for, remember, it's away is on a trip outside where you usually live, right? It's different to how long will you be out for? That's when you go downstairs for an errand, to run an errand. They aren't from Andalusia, are they? We work together in the same department. What a pity! How awful! How wonderful! How exciting! What a day! What a day can be the best or the worst, depending on your intonation. It's been hot today, hasn't it? What a lovely sunny day today, isn't it? It's sunny and fresh. I love spring days. What's the weather like today? What should I wear? It's getting kind of late now. I feel a bit tired. Oh my, I need to be somewhere in 20 minutes. Excuse me, I need to answer this. Excuse me, I need to answer this. Sorry, I need to answer this call. Sorry, I need to answer this call. Sorry to interrupt, but what was the last thing you said? Sorry to interrupt, but what was the last thing you said? Oh my, sorry, I think I missed the last bit. What did you say? Oh my, sorry, I think I missed the last bit. What did you say? Sorry, could you say that again, please? I got distracted. Sorry, could you say that again, please? I got distracted. Okay, but the thing is, I haven't got much time. Okay, but the thing is, I haven't got much time. That'd be lovely. That'd be lovely. That'd be great. That'd be great. That'd be awful. That'd be awful. That'd be terrible. That'd be terrible. No way. No way. Not in a lifetime. Not in a lifetime. Never ever. Never ever. Not me. Not me. Not today, okay? Not today, okay? That'll be a bit difficult, don't you think? That'll be a bit difficult, don't you think? Don't mix up that'll be, that will be, prediction, that'll be, and that'd be, that'd be. That'd be is that would be. That's hypothetical language. You should have told them. You should have told them. You should have told her. You should have told her. You should have told him. You should have told him. She must have missed her bus. She must have missed her bus. Or she must have missed her flight. She must have missed her flight. We could have called Peter. We could have called Peter. These are examples of the perfect modals. Could have, should have. Ending prepositions. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? What with? What with? Like when you are asking, what can I eat with? I mean, what kind of tool can I eat with if I haven't got a fork or whatever? Or who for? Who for? Like, who is this present for? Remember Rachel and Friends? Who am I doing this for? Who am I doing this for? Am I? For questions. Or what for? What for? Like, what is this button for? What is this button for? Relative clauses, often with the omission of the relative pronoun, are also typical for ending prepositions, like, the girl I was talking to is my cousin Maria. The girl I was talking to is my cousin Maria. Or the program I was listening to is my favorite podcast. The program I was listening to is my favorite podcast. The person I was waiting for is my boss. The person I was waiting for is my boss. And passives are also typical for ending prepositions. The reason I was arrested for was trespassing. The reason I was arrested for was trespassing. We were being spied on because we looked like suspects. We were being spied on because we looked like suspects. I'm having trouble finding examples. Can you see? Why don't you look for some examples and send them to me? Okay. Well, I really got to go now. Dinner's ready. So have a nice day.